First of all, to talk about hope, we have first of all to say what hope is not. We have not to confuse hope with solution, political solution or social solution. Hope for us Christians is something different. Hope and faith are connected. Hope, faith, and charity, love, are necessarily connected one to another. And for us, hope, love, and faith, they have an address, they have a name, Jesus Christ. When you meet Jesus Christ as a redeemer, someone that arrive, enter in your life, touch your heart, where you've felt that you have been, your heart has changed, we are forgiven, we are free from all the bindings of the life and so on. Life remained the same with all the struggles and so on, but something changed in your heart. Then this becomes also the hope, because something concrete in the life that you want to translate what your experience of faith, of encounter with Jesus, in something concrete in the life, in the relations. And the way to do it is love. At the end, I keep saying to our people, administrations, I spend as pastor a lot of time in administration, finance statements, and then salaries, and then buildings, and so on. But at the end, when I meet Jesus, he will ask me not about the finance statement, but what you have done in your life for the other, what you have done with the love that the faith brought to you, the encounter, where you met Jesus in your life. This should be the question you should keep asking every day. The question of Advent is the question of John the Baptist. At the beginning, when he saw Jesus in the River Jordan, said, "He is the Lamb of God, he is the one." But then was in the jail, and he was perplexed. "This Jesus is not doing what I expected to do. I wanted someone with a strong to bring justice and so on. He's not doing anything. He go eat with sinners." And then the ask is you the one we are expecting, or we have to wait for someone else? This was his question. And what Jesus' answer is, look what is happening. The blind, and the quotation of Isaiah, the blind are seeing, the prisoner are liberated, and so on. So Jesus is coming. The identity of Jesus is to keep coming. And it's up to us to have the heart open to see the signs of his presence.